Certainly. Good news we're sharing here in the studio today. I've just had my little paw print on my official certificate and a beautiful plaque that was presented to Bronica Johnson for her dedicated community services for the financial work she does with others in and around our region. She's been linking us up with some really interesting people over the years, and I thank you all for your contributions over the last year or so. And as we mentioned, she's just returned on yesterday from an awesome awards ceremony. It was a breakfast, by the way, that Consumer Protection had to just hand out these appreciations to people that have just done fabulous work in the last year. Veronica's been through financial counselling, and as we know, it's part of the Ron Oakley Award. Veronica will talk more about that one. And then Tallulah Binder taking out the Ruby Hutchinson Award for a story she covered working for the ABC on a cruise ship company that went under, and how a lot of people lost money because of what had happened. And it was through her reporting they managed to get a class action together. That's the customers, of course, that were looking for the refunds. Veronica Johnson, well done. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. Wonderful to be here. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, listeners. I just want to start off by congratulating all the winners and all the finalists for this wonderful community awards from Consumer Protection, which was held in Perth at Optus Oval on the World Consumer Day, which was even more special. And also Consumer Protection was celebrating 20 years of this awards. So it was a wonderful honour to be part of it, and I was just really, really grateful just to be a finalist. But never did I think that I would actually win it. So I didn't have a speech prepared or anything. I was just happy to be there. And so we had Tallulah Bundry from the ABC as well, another Kimberley lady. And so really, really proud of the Kimberley. We got so many talented community service people that are just contributing so much to people being financially vulnerable and fighting for consumer rights. So we're really, really proud. And yeah, like I said, just want to congratulate everyone that was a finalist as well, because it just takes that much just to even be a finalist. So yeah, we just couldn't be happier, and I'm still getting over the shock myself. So just got back from Perth and into the Monday, and just happy to be here and to celebrate with Sandy such a momentous occasion. And also a lot of the what I've been acknowledged for has been for the work I've done on remote communities for almost 40 years. So it's not just in WA, but I worked in many communities across the Northern Territory, Central Australia, Top End, and now Western Australia. So to be acknowledged for all of that work is just wonderful. And one of the things that was highlighted was the banking roundtable, the community ID cards, the fee-free ATMs, These are some of the acknowledgements that Consumer Protection publicise, but it goes much, much more. We've been advocating so much for the ACBF funeral plans. We've been advocating for people being misled and robbed from urban rampage. There's just so many causes that just keeps us busy at all times. So, and also I just want to say another thing that I want to dedicate this award to all my vulnerable clients who have stood by me, being so courageous, facing the media, burying their souls. It's not an easy thing to talk about being scammed and taken advantage of. So for me, this celebration belongs to all of them as well. And I consider myself as a conduit that gets everyone together. And it's about finding First Nation voices to be able to be their own advocates. And I'm just there building those relationships and, yeah, working side by side with all of them to address so many injustices.
Tell us about the lady that the award is named after. Do you know much about
all I
Rhonda
know
Oakley?
Is that she left quite a legacy. She passed away, unfortunately. All I know is that I have very big shoes to fill. She was an absolute pioneer. So, yeah, I can't say too much more. I've been just a little bit overwhelmed to be able to win an award with her name next to it. And I must say that also Stephanie Monks from CLS, Community Legal Service, was a finalist for that award as well. And she was also, you know, a very worthy finalist. And so I never thought that I would, take it home. But, I just want to celebrate Stephanie Monk's works as well, because it takes a lot to even get to this stage. So congratulations to all finalists. We're all, can be celebrated.
Tell us a little bit about the breakfast. What was that like?
Say that again.
The breakfast. What was that like?
Oh, look, it was at Optus Oval. I'd never been to Optus Oval. And so for me, it was a wonderful adventure, and a little bit early in the morning, I must say. But it was a wonderful breakfast with all the community organisations. We had Financial Counselling WA as well, who were a finalist for the not-for-profit Dick Fletcher Award. So I was sitting with all my peak body colleagues. I also had a friend of mine travel from Adelaide. And so it was just a wonderful atmosphere. It was in the Black Swan Room, overlooking up to Sobel. Wonderful company, wonderful food. They had a wonderful welcome to country with some beautiful young dancers, and they did a smoking ceremony. And I just can't thank Consumer Protection enough for holding such a wonderful event. So I was just very honoured to be part of it. And I, as I said, I never thought that I would bring it home, but it does belong to all my clients, and I will be holding a morning tea, and we will celebrate together, and as I want all of them to be part of this and to own it, because we are all working together as a collective. And it takes many, 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 many bodies of people to bring everything that we've done together. So first of all, it takes obviously the clients. I've been the conduit. Broom Circle has allowed me the freedom to be able to have a little bit of autonomy to do advocacy. The Jadigin community for allowing us to come in and being so supportive. The journalists for bringing such wonderful, stories. And it takes, I think, a whole community to bring it all together, including yourself, Sandy, because we're here celebrating as well, and it is part of having that voice, that advocacy, and the Financial Counselling Corner brings that home as well, because we were able to talk about our, you know, what's happening on the ground, and to be able to also celebrate, you know, the wonderful things that can happen, but, you know, also to be, to put a bit of a light on some of the injustices as well. And so I think it just belongs to everyone.
I find it amazing hearing the announcement last week by Wisp, Bankwest, closing its regional branches in the next few years. The roundtable discussions have been very much on the mark with that, that you've been providing for the last year. In fact, getting countrymen out there totally familiar with technology.
Yes. Look, it's an absolute disaster that Bankwest is closing all their branches right across WA. The banking roundtable was to bring light into banking inaccessibility, and what this is doing is actually making life almost impossible for the most vulnerable, who are not tech savvy, who may have a phone but don't have data, and even if they have data, they don't feel comfortable to go on the internet. And so I think for the most vulnerable, it's definitely not going to work. And I know the Bankwest is owned by the Commonwealth Bank, and I'm hopeful that the Commonwealth Bank really does something to address this and to look after the clients that are going to be lost and with nowhere to go. And I know that everything's going digital, but the digital doesn't fit. One shoe doesn't fit all sizes, and there are the most vulnerable that, you know, internet banking just doesn't work, and it could be something from anything from lack of connectivity, lack of resources, and also that human contact of being able to go to a branch and do something. So I think that for some people, and they are using the excuse that everyone is using the internet, but it's not for all, and therefore for the most remote places, there needs to be some new developments and some things in place to look after the people that are going to be feeling really misplaced without their branch. And it's also even just getting clients to go from one account to another. How is that going to be addressed? There's going to be so many factors involved into all of this, and I think... yeah, it's not a good thing for the most vulnerable and the remoteness of clients looking for banking to go to a bank and stuff.
Mm. No doubt you'll find ways around that one. And the good news, well, there is one little light there that Commonwealth banks now will take over any business of Bankwest.
And the thing is that even when the Commonwealth Bank does take it over, there are people that are homeless. How are you going to connect with them all to transfer those? How are they going to know? We deal with at Broome Circle so many clients that are homeless. You might see them once and then you might not see them again. They're not contactable by email, mail, anything. So how is that transfer going to happen in a good manner, and to be able to find all those people that are Bankwest customers to be able to transfer them over to a Commonwealth Bank? It's just, I think it's going to be a really difficult one, and people are going to be wondering just where to go, and they most probably will come to Broome Circle, and we will assist wherever we can. But yeah, there's all those things to be mindful of.
And you do assist and do a sterling job at that, Veronica. Yes. And it'll be good to just continue watching the space, listening to it. However, we've been sharing fabulous news, and congratulations once again.
Yes.
for the acknowledgement of the wonderful work you do with Broom Circle.
Yes, and I just want to also share with you that on Thursday, the wonderful ladies from Jadigin Safe House are going to be going to the Chamber of Commerce Leadership Forum for International Women's Day, and they're going to be holding a stall with all their beautiful Money Story scarves that they've created. And so we've been working really hard delivering workshops. I've been teaching them how to do all their beautiful silk painting, but there's some wonderful talent. And also that the Money Story, which is something we've worked together, and that's how the Banking Roundtable was born, the community ID cards, it all comes from the Money Story project that we've been doing together from the Jadigin Safe House, which is the only refuge in the peninsula that looks after Ardyloon, Beagle Bay, Lombardina, and of course Jadigin. And so I'm immensely proud to be standing side by side with all the beautiful ladies and to be showing they've been sponsored for this leadership forum on Thursday. So they will be selling their beautiful creations. And also they have been sponsored for the Financial Counselling Australia conference in May in Perth, where we will be doing a bit of a launch for the Money Story, also with their beautiful creation. And they're creating scarves for all the speakers for the Leadership Forum on Thursday, as well as the Financial Counselling National Conference in May in Perth. So that's a little bit of exciting news as well. So we can only be so proud, and we just continue working and doing great things with all First Nation communities.
Veronica Johnson, you're solid.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Sam.
Veronica Johnson, Senior Regional Financial Officer with Broom Circle.